I had to put my wife's eye drop.
No, not come down. You don't need to apologize. Just pointing out a fact. Fine, so let's start again. There were two kings, Yosef Tzadik Gomer Bepoel Belochet, and Yehuda Bal Tshuva Acherachet. Yosef was Yosef Atzadik. That means he never did any service. And Yehuda, we know, was a Bal Tshuva after the Chet. Hatzadik Gomer Magala Kovet Shemaim Ba'olam Al Yedei Kach Shehu Makayim Es HaTorah VaMitzvos Va'Einu Nichshol Ba'Aveira Klal. How's the Tzadik Gomer Magala Kovet Shemaim? Where is he Makadosh Shem Shemaim in the world? But the fact that he keeps the Torah and Mitzvos and he never does any Aveiras. Kach Mizgala Etzel HaTzadik Kovet Hashem V'Yoyse Ish HaMa'ala Asher Lokach Az Atzmo Elohi V'Eres Elokav V'Bechines V'Yigbo Libo B'Darchei Hashem. He reveals Kovet Shemaim, this Tzadik, through the mile that he takes for himself to B'Noi Ved Hashem in the Bechin of V'Yigbo Libo B'Darchei Hashem. He's hot, he's proud in the ways of Hashem. He reveals Kovet Shemaim by the avoidance Hashem he does with Gaiva. Kosher guy. He becomes elevated and totally above. He's in generation. And he becomes the head and the ruler of that nation. This is a very high darga, a very elevated, transcendent level. Yosef HaTzadik is Bechina Eish. Beis Yaakov Lahave, he's a flame. And he's V'yigbo Libo B'darcha Hashem. His heart is elevated. He's like a flame that's always going up. It's a very high, elevated, transcendent level. That's the level of the Tzadik. That's the ruler, the manig of the Tzadik. Ulam Yishne Bechinim Yosef Meshal Chisoron. There's a chesaron of being megale kovet shemayim, and the gilu elokim that takes place via the tzadik gomo. V'zoyt mipnei shemuruv begilu ze gam gilu mohusev inyona haatzmi shel tzadik gomo. We'll see what the problem with that is now. Included in this gilu, there's an admixture of the tzadik, his atzmus himself is revealed. Milvad zois malu zu einu malu nircheshes. Kloyimah hu einu yoichel yoiz derech avoyde shel haklal. The other problem with this darga is it's not for everybody. This is not the way of the klal. You can't demand of the klal to be everybody tzadik gomo. We see Yosef tzadik. We don't talk about Dan tzadik. We don't talk about Levi tzadik. We don't talk about Reuven tzadik. We talk about Yosef tzadik. There can only be one or two, 36. Whatever, but it's not the avoidance of cloud. Shone kol do yishnem rak yichidim ha-mesugolim lamed b'daget tzadik gomu, kol shoyne shel asasemes, b'chines Yosef lo shaykhes rak li yichidim v'nikra nezir ochov. The asasemes says this b'chin of Yosef is not shaykh to individuals, and it's called the nazir echov. He's called the crown of his brothers. Not everyone can be a crown. If everyone's a crown, then they'll know to wear the crown. The way of Yosef is a very unique individual path, and it's not for everybody. Lumas Yosef, Hamelech Hasheni Bein Hashvatim, Yehuda, Einim Esemel Es HaTzadik HaGomo. Yehuda, the other king that we have in Klal Yisrael, is not an example of the Tzadik Gomo. It's one of the most important subjects in Torah. Yehuda represents that bechina of total is batlus to Hashem, less le migami klum. Kloima, ein lo mishal atzmoi, ein lo mishal atzmoi meuma. He has nothing of his own. But tzura avoidazu, David HaMelech didn't have life. He didn't even have years of his own. He had nothing of his own. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is nothing of its own. Shabbos is what you bring. Then for Yom HaShvi, anything to do with Malchus, we'll see. We'll go into it more. Less le migami klum. Totally is butless to Hashem. But Tzura by the zoo, Mizgalitz kovar Hashem b'yesa seisu b'yesa oiz. Sha'isa adam noisen ha'miyachis is a kol Hashem alokav kishim nizvar. Everything, when you look at him, you don't see him, you see Hashem. One second. Let's get the principles in place. One second. A lot to talk about here. There's all safe on this. You wrote all safe on what you did in 2 pages. Massive subject. You're dealing with Midas Amalchus. Midas Amalchus, the Zohar says, is less than Ligami Klum. It has nothing of its own. And that's Yehuda, that's Mashiach, by the way. We'll see why we have to have Mashiach. Comes from Yehuda and not from Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't survive. Mashiach ben Yehuda is Mashiach. Why? Because he's less than Ligami Klum. When you look at Yosef, you see Yosef at Tzadik. You see someone who's being over Hashem, but you see someone who's over Hashem. When you look at David HaMelech, you see nothing other than Hashem. You don't see David, he doesn't exist. And he's the most actualized person that ever was. He's not going to be because he's a nobody. When you look at a nobody and you see nothing, that's easy. Anyone can do that. And you have to be everybody. You have to be somebody. You have to be the most actualized person. You have to be the fullest person you could be. Ish Sholem Lagamre. But when I look at you, I don't see you, I see Hashem. That's Yehuda. Totally is butless.
Why do we not say that about Yosef, though?
Because Yosef was Yosef at Tzadik. The problem with the Tzadik is he's unique, and he's the unique Tzadik that is above everybody else. And you look at him, because he's Tzadik. His tachlis in the world is to be Magala Hashem via the Yigba Liboy Badarcha Hashem. Yudas Magala Hashem being totally is butless. That's for now. We'll see. Let's build the sugya slowly. The very big important sugya, especially if you're living a few moments before Mashiach comes. If you know this, you ask the question: what do you need Mashiach for? When Mashiach comes, who needs Mashiach? Now I need Mashiach. I don't need Mashiach when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, who needs him?
You need
Hashem. Oh, so what? Who needs Mashiach? You'll have Hashem. Umala, it's Koladeya. The world will be full of knowledge of Hashem. Who needs Mashiach? What do I need Mashiach for? I need Mashiach now. When I'm in trouble, when you told us, I need Mashiach when Mashiach comes. Ata lo mivin ma ata omer. Ata lo mivin, ata lo ivanti ma ata amata. You didn't understand what I said. What did I say? When Mashiach comes, I don't need Mashiach. I need Mashiach now. You didn't understand what I said. When Mashiach comes, I'll have Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll have Torah, I'll have Hashem. There'll be a total giluv of Kodesh Baruch in the world. You need Mashiach then. So what's Mashiach's tachlis? Mashiach's tachlis is to show you what the most, the pinnacle of what a human being can become. He'll be greater than Shlomo HaMelech in wisdom, and he'll be just a tipper less than Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. Imagine that combination. Moshe Rabbeinu and Shlomo HaMelech mixed up together. Eli, can you imagine what that would look like? Yeah? And when you look at him, you know what you see? Nothing except Hashem. His job is to show you Hashem. That's David HaMelech. Hashem, I will pursue my enemies. I will overtake my enemies. I will conquer my enemies. I will destroy my enemies. What does Hashem say? Vani oisekein. When Chizkiyahu HaMelech goes to sleep, without even davening for a Yeshua, and Hashem destroys all the armies that are surrounding Yerushalayim, who did it? You think Chizkiyahu did anything? Of course not, he was sleeping. When David goes out and does what he does, and you see the victory, you see exactly the same as when Chizkiyahu was sleeping. You don't see David at all. Vani Oisa Kain, Hashem says. I did everything. When you look at David out there slashing and killing and whatever, you don't see David, you see Hashem. That's the middle of Yehuda. Lesle Migami Klum. We can't even begin to understand what it is because we have no Musag of it. But that's what Mashiach will bring back to the world. That's the Maaseh what Shabbos is. That's the taste of Olam Hava. Okay, let's see. Malchus Yehuda ain lo meshlatz memuva adrav al David am shamelech Yehuda nema ain ma'amidim partners ala tzibu ele im ken kupur shel shotzim tlua lo miachorov. You don't point somebody to be the partners, the ruler of the tzibu, unless there's a box of shotzim tied up behind him. What does it mean that he's continually he's looking and he's mevatling himself because he's surrounded by a bunch of shrotzim? Kol chaya David misalech mitoich toida shel v'chatasi negdi tomid. Yosef at tzadik never said. David HaMelech is v'chatasi negdi tomid. He walk around with his sin in front of his face the whole time. Malchus u'enu shoeves es koicha mikoicha tzidkas Elim itzem habitel amuchlat lakodesh baruch hu. The malchus, this malchus, doesn't draw its power from tzidkus. Where did Yosef get his koiches to be a melech from? From the fact that he was a tzaddik. Where does David get his koiches to be a melech from? From totally his batlis lakodesh baruch hu. Bebechines tiisi kase oived bekash avdecho. Kol mausu shel David melech Yehuda, his batlis gemur rotzen Hashem ani avdecha baina masecho. I'm an eved. That's it. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what. Whatever you want, Hashem, I need to. Rak malchus shemaim omdo leneg da'enov. Ubebechines Yehuda aisi bi'izgalus shemisham teitzah hero klima. Zu derech shirabim yechoyne la'anois mimeni. This type of malchus, the entire nation has access to. Everybody can relate to it. Who can get to a darga of someone who never sinned ever? How many people in history have had that darga of someone who never sinned ever? Tzadik gomor. It's not shaykh, it's way out of our realm. Everybody can walk in Yehuda's path. Everybody can be a Baal Tshuva and can mevatel himself to the ways of Hashem. So those are the two brothers, the two kings, and you're getting a sense here already of what we spoke about earlier. Yosef is Yitzchok and Yehuda is Yaakov, as we mentioned earlier. Who's going to be the Tzadik Gomor that's building his relationship with Hashem and working with Hashem totally? That's Yosef. And who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the one that's going to bring it down to the people? And the people can all have shaykhs to it. That's going to be Yehuda. Mesakan Oilam b'malkus shakai. That's Tachlis Yehuda. Oh, Rashab Atam Yehuda. Hashvatim HaKadoshim v'Yosef Hizvachuchu b'Neyev. What was the vikuach between the Shvatim HaKadoshim and Yosef? What's the correct way to serve Hashem? The Tainus of Yosef, Hatzadik Hagoma Yeshla, Void is Hashem, Mitoch Utsmashel, the Yigbo Libbe Bedach Hashem. Yosef Tainus, you got to serve Hashem like me. The Yigbo Libbe Bedach Hashem, and they cut the Galut to Roimimus, Shmoish Lashem Boilam. And that way you'll bring Roimimus and Godness of Hashem in the world. While Kain Chalamoisef Shal Yosef Hayum Chuvonim the Tzibu, Hamashubit the Tzadik Hagoma. Who's the tzibur that Yosef is addressing his dream to? The tzibur that's totally mevatel to the tzaddik. Kalomis hamishtocha v'islam osay. The sheaves that gather around and all bow down to the one in the middle. Totally is butless to the tzaddik. V'kochovim hamashtichavim loy, like the stars that were bowing to him. Yosef metzayeg es am Yisrael ka'am. Hu atzadik agomo v'alav mizbatlim kol hayichidim. He is the tzadik agomo, and everybody is mevatel to him. Hu maniges atzibu kuloi k'mo shomer Yosef atzadik la'akov betiyo chalamoisav v'inei kama alamoisai v'gam litzova v'inei tzesovina alamoseichem v'ishtachavin la'amolosai. And your sheaves bound down to me. Kol hayichidim soivim es atzadik. All of them surround the tzadik. Hagomu umuzvatli malav, and they bevatul to him. Vuzuhu gam chaloi masheni, v'dechalamti chaloi moi, v'nei Hashemesh v'ayarech, v'echer esak shukovim, mishtachavim li. The 11 stars and the sun and the moon all bang down to me. That means there's a central fulcrum that which everything swallows around. That's a tzadik gomu. Gefishen is baile il kedei lehakim am. You understand why they were so scared of him? Understand without even going further, while the Shvatim are very nervous about this, it was going to be mazvatel to the tzaddik. Oh, I want to be mazvatel to Hashem, not to the tzaddik. No, isn't that your first response? Isn't that what you were thinking? I'm sure everyone was thinking that.
Oh, each one has their tough
kid. Once again, when you yay Yosef's derech, you don't get scared. 1 second, this could go wrong. This could be a terrible chulban of Klal Yisrael. Everyone's going to mishtachave to the tzaddik because we can't go to Hashem ourselves. Sounds like Christianity to me. No, but I'm saying, doesn't that sound what it sounds like? Since you can't do it on your own, the tzaddik says, I'll take care of you. You just mevatel yourself to me and I'll take care of everything.
But they're not mevatel themselves to him.
They are. That's exactly. They're mishtachavim to him.
because we have perhaps two steps.
That's the solution. That's the solution. I'm talking about the Chinami, 100%. That's the solution. I'm talking about the problem. You understand what the brothers were worried about Yosef? You should be worried. If you're not worried about Yosef, then you don't know what you're doing.
Because they think it's the final step, but that was not the final step.
But I'm saying you understand what they're worried about, because in Arad this also got nervous. What are you talking about? I have to mevatel myself to a tzaddik? I'm mevatel myself to Hashem. Zeo. I'm not talking about any tzaddik.
Unless like, they recognize,
it's like us.
But they didn't! They held he was chayv misa. They declared it was chayv misa. You understand what
but
the problem?
Ultimately.
I'm not talking about ultimately. You're talking about afterwards. You're all talking about afterwards when everything's fixed. I'm asking what was the machlekas? When there was no machlekas afterwards, there was no machlekas. I'm talking about what was the machlekas? You understand what they were worried about?
That was on the side of the 12 tribes, but not on the side of Yosef.
Yosef understood this, yes. But the Shvatim didn't. I'm trying to tell you, who do you understand better yet? Yosef or the Shvatim? If you tell me Yosef, well then, okay, then I have nothing to say anymore. I get scared when I see people getting taking. It's a very frightening place. False messiahs, false. How many do we have to go through? How many false religions do we have to go through before we recognize the danger of Yosef's path?
Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, "Him lo ya'aminu li." They won't believe me. So in the average person's mind, there's always going to be doubt.
He was wrong, Moshe. But Moshe was wrong. Moshe was wrong. He was wrong. He paid a terrible price for that mistake. I did believe him. It's not a question of believing or not.
No.
It's a question of one person raising himself above the arm, and you mevatel yourself to him and not to Hashem.
But again, even Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a process.
Nobody mevatel themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. They mevatel themselves to Hashem.
Why is it doesn't ask Yaakov what Yosef is doing? That means it doesn't ever tell the tzaddik even to Yaakov.
Yosef was right.
Yes, but the tribes doesn't want to know. Why is it doesn't ask Yaakov what is happening? They make by themselves.
That's another problem. Okay, it's another good question. Why didn't they get a Yitzchak? Yitzchak was around. Why didn't they go to the God Lador? The God Lador Yitzchak was around. Why didn't they ask Yitzchak what to do? Nachinami, okay.
It's a mevatel tzaddik. That means you have to ask the tzaddik.
You have to ask your Rov. You have to go to your Rov and ask your Rov. To him you have to mevatel yourself. Avada, that's the only way to get to Hashem. Nachinami. Avada. But this is not poshut. You live in a world where Christianity and Muslim destroyed millions and millions of Hindus, nearly destroyed Yiddishkeit, and you don't see a problem with one guy getting up and saying, guys, I'm the guy, you daven to me now. You bow to me.
It's like the kever.
If you would see somebody bowing to the Rebbe during Moedim instead of to the Aron HaKodesh, what would you say? The guy's an apikairis. I wouldn't give him an aliyah. I wouldn't even start a communion with him. He's an apikairis commenter. Kfira gomo. Kfira gomo. You don't see that? No?
The same problem when we go to the Kever Tzaddik.
And you dive into the Tzaddik. Yeah, you're a Kofa. You're a Kofa Gomo. Don't think it doesn't happen. No? It doesn't bother you this?
Yes, it's very...
Oh, weiter.
Isn't it possible the brothers see Yosef as the king?
To stop what the brothers thought. I'm asking what you think. I don't know what the brothers thought. I'm interested in the Shvatim and Yosef. I'm talking about you today would see such a thing. You'd be worried or not? Or you'd run after the tzaddik like they ran after Yoshka. I'm asking, what would you do? You'd be nervous? I'd be dead scared.
They look at their spiritual leader and they forget that
I'm not talking about what people do. Forget about everybody else. This is a vaad, but this is a vaad. A vaad, we come to work on ourselves, not on other people. I'm asking you, where are you holding here? That's all. Not interested what everybody else does. What other people do, that's their problem. I'm asking us, what do we do? Where are we holding? I'm trying to get us involved here. Partly what everyone else is doing. Chabal for them, they should be here, but they're not. So we are. So what? Where are we holding? All right, weiter. It's not the Derech of Klal Yisrael. כפינש בא לי יום, כדי להקים עם חייב להיות ביטל של היחידים כלפי המלך. In order for there to be an Am, you need Bittul to the Melech. Hatzavah mukav kulu miflagot, mimachlekot v'kitot. Army is made up of different sections, different battalions, troops, I don't know what, whatever you want to call them. Lekol kvutza, group, mikol suk shehu yesh mefaked, she'alev mitbatlim ha'yechidim. At the head of each subdivision, you have a head of that subdivision, and everyone in the division is mevatel to him. כל היחידים עלו הם המוינים על הקבוצות מתבטלים לא אמל על גביהם. Then the ones that are the head of all the different מפלגות are מבטל to the guy above him, and they all together מבטל to the head honcho, to the whatever, the chief of staff or whatever, yeah? That's the way it works. And therefore you get a madrega al madrega of being מבטל מבטל until you get to the melech himself, and he's responsible for everything. וזה קוידש המלכוס. ותאיר נאמן ויואב יעקב אז יוסף. יעקב לב יוסף. תפקידו של יעקב אבינו כמו האלה הקים את העם ישראל כעם, הוא עובס דרכו של יוסף וגם מן השמיים הסכימו על יודו ורוצו בכך. He loved יוסף and שמיים was masking that he was right. ואמנם כובד שמיים עוצום היה יועץ מכך, לא היינו זויכים ליועץ עם השם שכולה נשמע למצווס השם ומסבט על קלופו. That's how the covered Shemaim would come out. Everyone would be totally mevatel to Hashem and keep his mitzvahs. Ulam. Hashvotim tainu lemosoi, the shvotim tainu dno. Shedarcha einu matima liyoiz derech harabi. That derech is not a derech for the rabbi. Elezu derech hayochid. It's a derech for individuals, the Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai's of the world. Yeah, this is the same machlokes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not for everybody. You're right, I agree with you. It's gewaltig for you and me. But what about everybody else? What are they going to live off? Heim bochru es darcha shel Yehuda shei derech habitel v'hachno kederech hamagale es malchus Hashem b'tzura shleima yoisa. They chose the derech of Yehuda. Total hachno and his batlis, because that's magale malchus Hashem more. So darchem shel eilu she'enim tzadikim gemurim. That's the derech of those that aren't the tzadikim gemurim. Elahem nichsholim v'shovim v'tshuva. They trip, they fall, and they come back with tshuva. So darchem shel eilu she'kol yameim merurim al ozvim es Hashem. Those whose days are bitter because they left Hashem. Merira zugo remes lem lizbatel klap of yisparach. That bitterness causes them to mevatel themselves to Hashem. Ve'en ein magishim chashivas b'derech avadoysom. They don't feel any importance in the avoider that they do. Vani tolos v'lo ish cherpas adam v'bozua. David HaMelech, I'm a worm, what am I? I'm a garnish. I'm a David HaMelech al atzmai. Kupa shel shotzim ha-manuchos lo'im me'achoyrav. Hi ha-goremes lo li'yos nichna v'shev v'beinav yoyse min ha-tzadik ha-gomo davke chotov osu lichna yoyse. The sin he does causes him to mevatel more and more and more. The truth he does is mevatel more and more until, as I said earlier, when you look at him, you don't see him, you see Hashem. But he's an ishola. Ki machleikas Yosef v'achav haye ki Yosef v'ochola liyos tzadik nivcho shal yedei kudush osef yimshal kol b'nei adam l'Hashem yisparach. Yosef decided to choose from the path of the tzaddik, the chosen tzaddik, that via his kedusha everybody gets sucked into Hashem. And the shvatim decided, no, everyone's going to have to do their own unique individual work and cleave to Hashem on their own. Neskem v'nema. Da'achah shel Yosef, let's just summarize and we'll end with this and we'll carry on tomorrow. Da'achah shel Yosef, he had derech ha-shleima. He had tzidkas ha-gemura. Yosef derech is the derech of tzidkas of shleimas gemura. Tzadik gomo. He tzuras ha'am ha-midbatel the tzadik v'kulu mekachim es shem Hashem b'tzuras avadoysam zu. Everyone's mevatel to the tzadik and they all mekadish Hashem through this avoider. He be'etzem derech ha-lechatchila. That's the lechatchila. That's the way it's supposed to be. Luma Zoyt, what's the danger? The danger is you'll forget Hashem and you'll bow to the tzaddik. That's what happened in the times of, the Rambam says, in the times of Enosh. People stopped davening to Hashem. They started davening not just to Hashem but also to the ministers. And then slowly they forgot about Hashem and they just davened to the ministers. That's the danger there. But that's the lechatchila. Luma says, Dalchos Yelua, Derech Balei Atshuva, Derech Achno, Hil Tzuvus HaBediyevet. And that's the Bediyevet, the Bediyevet that's the Lechatchila, Lucha Shaini, by the way. That's the Bediyevet, that's the Lechatchila. Ulam, Davke Bediyevet Zeh, Megalis Malchus Hashem, Yoysi Mi Derech HaTzadik HaGomo. That Derech is Megala Hashem more than the Derech of the Tzadik HaGomo, Ve'yi Gam Yecholi Lais Nachlis HaKlal. And that's a Derech that anyone can choose. That's not just for the few rare individuals that are going to make it up to Yosef's yeshiva. V'lo rak nachlis yechidi segula. That's not just for the few unique individuals. Ha-bediyevet hazehu b'shoysha lechatchila. This bediyevet, as I said, is actually in the roots of it. That's the lechatchila. Okay, Metz Hashem will remind me tomorrow. We're going to start with this. All right, so I'm not ready. You still want to go on the plane? You want to go overseas still tomorrow? You want to miss this because of work?
I'm here tomorrow morning.
Are you here tomorrow? Okay, we have to tranche. Okay. We'll do that, and then the last thing we'll do here is we'll look at the two Mashiachs. Why Yosef at Tzadik? Yai, Mashiach Ben Yosef can't survive.
Yosef, you guys
have to go.
Yosef,
not Tzadik Omo. No, Tzadik. Yosef.